1.
This is funny.
What's that?
I'm reading this article about bad ads. You know, advertising mistakes that different companies have made.
Yeah?
Remember that old slogan from that soft drink company? The ads used to say, "Come alive."
Oh, yeah. The ads showed all these young, active people with lots of energy.
Right. Well, when the company sold its products in China, that slogan actually had a bad meaning.
What did it mean?
It was translated as, "Bring ancestors back from the dead."
You're kidding. I guess they didn't sell many of their products.
Not with that slogan.
2.
Here's an interesting one. You know those ads for laundry soap with the clean and dirty clothes?
Sure. They show a pile of dirty clothes on one side, the laundry soap in the middle, and the same clothes on the other side after they've been washed and folded.
Well, an American company had one of those ads. It was really successful in North America, but it was a big mistake in the Middle East.
Why? What was the problem?
The ad showed the dirty clothes on the left and the clean clothes on the right, with the box of laundry soap in the middle. The message they wanted the ads to give was, "This product gets dirty clothes really clean."
Yeah, that's what I think when I see those ads.
Well, in the Middle East, languages are written from right to left, not from left to right. So the problem was, people in the Middle East looked at the ad, and they thought that the soap made the clean clothes dirty. They should have put the dirty clothes on the right and the clean clothes on the left in the ad.
"Our laundry soap will make your clothes dirty." Not a very smart advertisement.
3.
Oh, listen to this one. Here's an example where just one word made a big difference.
What's that?
An American clothing company put an ad for their shirts in a Mexican magazine. The ad was in Spanish, and it was supposed to say, "When I wore this shirt, I felt good." But the company made a translation mistake.
What did it say?
The Spanish speakers read the ad in the magazine, and instead of reading, "When I wore this shirt," they read, "Until I wore this shirt, I felt good."
Huh. "When I wore this shirt" changed to "until I wore this shirt." Wow, that one little word gave it the opposite meaning.
4.
You know, sometimes just the name of a company can be enough to scare off customers.
What do you mean?
Well, I heard about a company that tried to sell gas in Japan. It was unsuccessful there because of its name.
Really?
Yeah. It was a large American company with a chain of gas stations. It was called Enco. E-N-C-O. They opened a few in Japan and advertised using their American name. Unfortunately, they didn't know what Enco means in Japanese. Big mistake.
Why? What does it mean?
Enco is a short way of saying "engine stop" in Japanese.
I guess I wouldn't buy gas for my car there either.